Pesachus Kalim Perky Bay's Mission of Dalit Mishmar Hagara Tummy. The nail that's attached to the block on which a blacksmith cuts metal is tummy. When the blacksmith takes hot iron from the furnace, he would put it up against this nail, and then he would cut the bars off while it's against this nail. This nail is considered to clean itself, so therefore, even though it's attached to the block which is not Makabal Tumah, the nail is Makabal Tumah. The Shoeven HaShoes talk that the nail that's attached to a sundial, and the shape of the nail would tell us what time it is. That nail is not considered to clean itself, so therefore, since it's attached to the sundial, which is normally not moving, therefore not Makabal Tumah, so the nail is also not Makabal Tumah. Rabbi Tzadok Mitami, Rabbi Tzadok called that the nail is Makabal Tumah, as according to Rabbi Tzadok, the Eben HaShoes, the sundial, is Makabal Tumah, so the nail that is attached to it is also Makabal Tumah. Mishmar Hagardi Tummy. The nail that is used by a weaver is tummy. This is a big square nail that is used to hold the spool in which the threads are on that spool. This nail is Makabal Tumah, it's considered a kli. Ve'aron Shogruso is Rabbi Tzadok Mitame, Ve'chacham Mitar. A chest that is used by people that slice kidneys. They cut up beans. That chest is used to hold the beans after it is cut up. Rabbi Tzadok called that the chest of Makabal Tumah is considered a kli. While the Chacham Mar Mitar, the Chacham said, it's not Makabal Tumah. This chest is made out of wood. According to the Chacham, since it's very rarely moved, since it's so heavy. So it's a kli that's not moved, and a kli that's not moved is not Makabal Tumah. If the wagon that was used to carry the Aron Shogrusos from place to place, as the Aron Shogrusos, which was very heavy, would be put on the wagon in order to move it from place to place. If that wagon was made out of metal, then it would be Makabal Tumah. And since it doesn't have a kibbutz, doesn't have a receptacle, if it was made out of wood, it would not be Makabal Tumah. And the kli that's out of receptacle is not Makabal Tumah, but since it's made out of metal, even though it doesn't have a kibbutz, it's Makabal Tumah, since it has an identifying name.
A nail that was reshaped to open and close the door with it is Makabal Tumah. A regular nail is not Makabal Tumah. Since it used to be put into a wall, and a wall is not Makabal Tumah, and it makes a part of a house which is not Makabal Tumah. But this nail, since it was reshaped, the head was bent, and it's used as a key to open and close the door, in such a case it's considered a regular metal kli, which is Makabal Tumah. Ha'asi lishmira tar. If the nail is used for guarding, then it's tar, it's not Makabal Tumah. If the nail is used that when a person leaves the house, he puts the nail on top of the door, and if when he arrives he sees that the nail is no longer there, he can assume somebody broke into the house, and he would be careful not to enter. In such a case, the nail is not Makabal Tumah. And even though it's used for a certain purpose, it's not considered a kli, that's not considered an important purpose, so it's like a regular nail, which is not Makabal Tumah. Mis Moshe Tkino Liyot Poseach Bo Zachavis Rabbi Kibu Metame. A nail that was sharpened in order to use it to open up jars. Rabbi Kibbutz Mitami says the nail is now considered a regular kli, which is Makabal Tumah. But the Chacham says it's tar, it's not Makabal Tumah, unless the sirif is done to it, meaning to say that it's heated up and then it's cooled off by putting it into water. And that way the nail is strengthened and can be used for this purpose, as until the sirif is done, according to the Chacham, it's not strong enough to be used for this purpose and it would not be Makabal Tumah. Mishmar Shel Shulchani Tahar, Rabbi Tzadok Mitami. A nail that is used by a money changer. The money changer has a booth with a pillar in front of the booth, and there's a nail attached to this pillar. And that nail is used to secure the shutter that closes off the booth. The Chachamim say that nail is tar, it's not Makabal Tumah. Since it was put into the pillar is not Makabal Tumah, since it's attached to the ground, neither is the nail that is in the pillar. While Rabbi Tzadok is Mitami, he said the nail is Makabal Tumah, and sometimes it's removed from the pillar. There were three items that Rabbi Tzadok says are Makabal Tumah, while the Chachamim disagree. They say they're not Makabal Tumah. Mishmar Shel Shulchani. The nail that is used by money changers is the case that we just had, the Machlokes Rabbi Tzadok. And the Chachamim, the Aron Shel Grusos, a chest that is used to hold kidneys. Mishmar Shel Eben HaShoes, Rabbi Tzadok Mitameh, the Chachamim Mitarim. And the nail in a sundial, Rabbi Tzadok says that they're Makabal Tumah, and the Chachamim say that they are tar, they are not Makabal Tumah. The case of Aron Shel Grusos and Mishmar Shel Eben HaShoes, we had this Machlokes in the previous mission.